Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What'd it do?
Well, Curtis, I know it's not weather time, but it is beautiful out this morning.
You know, there are many things I love in this world, but very few things I love more than the commute I get every day where, as Courtney can attest, you go past the cruise port. To your right, the sun's rising over the gorgeous Boston Harbor.
Yeah.
And to your left, you have the Hancock and the Prue with the sun glistening off of their windows. Just a perfect, perfect morning.
And all the way to 90 or over 90 today in some parts of the listening area.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. Sort of like your biological clock.
Well, get outside and do something today.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh,
it is
beautiful.
It is beautiful. And, Coach, big win for your Edmonton Oilers last night.
Yeah.
Leon Draisaitl gets the winner in OT, and so they go up 1-0.
Mashy with a little goal, though.
He did, yeah. Brad Marchand had a goal last night.
I was a little nervous early in the game, but you know what? Edmonton was able to pull that thing off, so it's game one. The series went 7 last year, so good series.
Your guy, McJesus, is just able to dangle his way end to end when it comes to the rink. On that goal last night, that overtime winner, nobody can get him.
No.
He's having his will with them with the puck in their end.
He's so good. Yeah, and that's like the fun thing of watching him. There's always players in all sports that you like, oh, man, I got it. It's appointment television, and McJesus is definitely one of those players.
Absolutely. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show today. It is a getaway day for us. We are heading to Old Orchard Beach and to Roadshow number 4, which is tomorrow morning at the Brunswick. But tonight, we will have a game one of the NBA Finals to watch, and we will watch it with you at the Cowbell, which is in Rock Row in Westbrook, Maine, right up beautiful Route 95 from Old Orchard Beach. So looking forward to seeing you all this evening. I think we will probably get underway at about 7 this evening at Rock Row. Is that correct?
Yeah.
At Cowbell?
Earlier the better.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
I'm already packed. I'm heading directly after the show.
All right.
Yep.
I
packed up this morning, gave Santo and Harry a kiss, and I'm going to hit the beach.
Oh.
I might do a little cold plunge. I don't know what 90 degrees does to the water temp in Maine, but
it will not. I mean, the water temperature in Maine hovers around 37 degrees for the entire year, so I would not guess that the warmth outside has had enough time to warm it yet.
Your cold plunge.
Yeah.
Yes, it is your cold plunge. Are you going to take advantage of the Ocean Park beach?
I am. It's saying today's beach sea temperature, 51 degrees at Old Orchard Beach.
Oh, that'll be cold enough for you.
Yeah, that works for me. Absolutely.
You get in there, that'll definitely cool you
off. I asked Greg where I could get a nice beach sandwich to bring with me to enjoy with my book.
I highly recommend the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery.
I'm all in.
Which is the home of the finest cinnamon rolls that were ever created, but also a fantastic lobster roll or maybe a chicken salad sandwich on a bulky or something like that. They have it all over there. So.
I have to say,
something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes, it is, Courtney.
Courtney's love of chicken salad and popcorn. Everything else I basically agree with her on, but it's very odd food choices.
Yeah. I'm like a little kid.
Enjoy it.
Chicken salad is a summer. It's gross.
Yes.
What?
Oh, Curtis, I don't agree on that.
I don't like mayo, so maybe I'm just a weirdo.
I'm with you, Curtis.
Yesterday, had the chicken sandwich at Tate with fresh mozzarella, tomato, pesto. For my money, that is like, Tate is so effing good.
Sounds like a good sandwich.
I know it's adventurous.
Curtis, when you say pesto, are you talking about the sandwich? It's not like a pure pesto. It's like a sauce. It has like a whitish pesto type sauce thing.
It's like
he's talking about
pesto.
The green spread, right?
I know what pesto is. There's a chicken sandwich at Tate that comes in the half pita, but it has its own kind of sauce. It's fantastic.
It's actually called like the mozzarella sandwich, and chicken to it.
There's another one there that has its own sauce, and it is.
And Greg, go for the sandwich. The pita's not saving too much.
Tate's kind of gone downhill sometimes, though.
Not really.
It doesn't let you switch dressing on the different salads.
No,
I would agree. There are ones that are near where we live, Courtney, which have not been the same. However, I was down in by Downtown Crossing yesterday. It was spectacular.
Okay, so it depends on which one you go to.
You're right.
But didn't they sell it to Panera?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that the place there, like right next to Pier 100 in the Seaport?
Exactly.
It looks like a coffee shop.
Yeah,
too?
The food is very, very good. The coffee is very good. Uh-huh. They just have some rules recently that I haven't been loving.
Well, Red Sox got on the right side of things yesterday afternoon, Curtis, after a bit of a pregame kerfuffle involving players involving coaches. And
why did Nesson take that down?
I don't know. I don't understand. So Nesson removed the video of the pregame argument, and you have some allegations with regard to the Red Sox first base coach Jose Flores and whether or not he was stealing signs from Tyler Anderson, and Tyler Anderson wanted to confront him about it, which I'm okay with. And then you got Alex Cora and his matcha or whatever he was drinking at the time, getting himself involved, as he should.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why Nesson felt the need to remove that, and as if nobody was paying attention. Like, I mean, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody everybody saw it, and it's not. Unless, I don't, and when you talk about why did they remove it, unless the Red Sox told them and they're worried about.
Of course it was the Red Sox.
But again, what are the Red Sox worried about? I mean,
bad look.
It's a bad look.
It wasn't Tom Caron who said, let's delete this.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. But if you're the Red Sox, you guys are losing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And before a game that you're trying not to get swept by the Angels, you're in an argument with another pitcher, with another team's pitcher.
Tyler Anderson started it.
There's an adult in the situation. I understand. As somebody who worked at Nesson, if I knew as soon as that went up that was going to get taken down. Like, that came from the top, and the poor social media person or producer that put that up there got a long talking to. So
it's their look of saying, well,
it's a bad look for the Red Sox, so we got to take it down.
It makes them look, because they stink, it makes them look like they get frustrated over every little thing.
Yeah. I would argue that maybe the bad look is the stealing the signs. I mean,
I feel like that's part of the game, though.
It is if he's tipping pitches or whatever, but he was. Seems like he wasn't pissed that they were stealing signs based on tipping pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was pissed that they were doing something that is not tradition of the game stealing.
Well, I don't know. Like, there was no mechanisms being used. So if he's just out there, somebody who's trying to count cards in Vegas, is as long as there's no mechanisms, isn't it part of the game? Isn't it your job?
No instruments, long as you're not taking something illegal like an Apple Watch or a camera. But
isn't it your part of the job as the opposing team to maybe change the signals?
Right. Yeah. And I think it made the team look good.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was like, hey, we got some fight. And I just, In my guess, it was Sam. It was somebody in the front office.
No, I can't.
It's just a guess, okay, Ken? And it's pathetic. It really is. They think so little of their fans at times. Like, why are you... like? That's a good thing. Also, Nesson's a TV network. You want to get people's eyeballs to the screen.
Yeah, but it's owned by the Red Sox. So anything that the Red Sox say, they need to carry out. You're supposed to put those teams, the Red Sox and the Bruins, in the best light possible.
Right.
Yeah. And
that
I
is
think,
not journalism.
But for somebody who is, you know, working for the Red Sox, I'm sure they were worried about any type of blowback. I don't agree with it.
I'm not mad at anybody at Nesson for doing this. I'm saying the Red Sox, it's a pathetic look that you think so little of your fans that you can't show them a good skirmish where there was no punches thrown and you move on. Like, it's just like when they deleted the stuff with John Henry. It's like, I don't get it.
Especially if it makes you look like you actually have a little bit of fight in you. Yeah. I agree with you, Curtis.
Right. Like yesterday, it was a hot afternoon. Everybody's wondering, how are the Sox going to lose today? And then whatever that was, 11 a.m., 2 hours before first pitch, it was like, whoa, all right, let's get going. And it kind of reminded me in a very distant way, but we have Millar coming on today, that summer day in July, when the Sox were 10 games out of first place, Arroyo hits A-Rod, and then all of a sudden this crazy day comes out. They win it on a walk-off of the ninth inning, and they sort of got things going. So you never know. Don't let them win tomorrow.
Well, Curtis mentioned it. We will be joined at 7:20, about an hour from now, by Kevin Millar.
All right.
And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to this Red Sox team. And we will get to ask all of the questions about the kerfuffle and everything else when it comes to the Red Sox of Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox, who will join us for the front office report at 9 this morning.
Think he'll give us any insight to maybe what Will Fleming said about big move coming?
Mm. I don't know. I highly doubt he will, but we can certainly ask about that.
Oink! Oink!
We can absolutely ask about that. Yeah. What, and Shine, what's the deal on you? You're flexing half of today and all of tomorrow on a roadshow day, some kind of fakakta business trip or something?
Yeah, I'm out of here just after the leads this morning, Greg. I got to go catch the inaugural flight from...
I thought you said it was 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So okay. The leads normally get over after 6:45.
We don't get those done until 8, the leads.
Today's Friday?
Boy. Today's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I thought it was leaving on Friday.
No.
I'm leaving today. I'm out all of Friday.
It's the inaugural flight for what?
Inaugural flight from here to Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City, Michigan. I'll be staying at the Grand Traverse Resort and then popping over to the Gaylord Golf Mecca and Charlevoix. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited.
Very nice. How many rounds are you going to get in?
I'm
going to
get in 3.
Okay. I hope you brought a lot of golf balls.
Don't worry. I brought plenty. I can always buy more, Curtis.
Ooh, Grand Traverse Resort and Spa.
Yes, it is. It is a beautiful, beautiful place.
So three rounds is 18 holes per round. What's that?
54.
50. Wow, that's a lot of
quick
golf.
Quick math, Courtney.
Imagine,
well, that's live.
Imagine the poor masseuse in Michigan who is waking up this morning and doesn't know that he or she has to give Shime a spa treatment later.
Don't worry. I'm not a big massage guy like Wiggy, so right, you don't have to worry about me.
You're not going
to
get a massage?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out on a
I might
massage.
Go find the hot tub, though. That I will do.
Oh, that you can definitely do.
Seems like they've all got a water park or something, too. I'm looking in.
So Jackson taking over for you.
That's correct.
After,
yep.
After the leads are done.
And young real-life Tom is here as well. He's helping out.
All right. Excellent. Good.
Jackson got here with plenty of time this morning, so this should be good.
Enjoy Michigan.
He rolled in a little late this morning, Jackson. I don't know what's going on there, but I judge results.
Nothing gets by you guys around here.
It's all about what's that?
Nothing gets by this snitches around here.
It's impossible. Like, Courtney and I are sitting there for our pre-show meeting, waiting to get all of the everything we need in order to do the show, which Jackson delivers. And the door is right there by our office. So
he was behind me.
When he busts through it like Kramer on Seinfeld at 5:53, there's no way to avoid it.
Right. So. And we got into the office and Greg says, well, where's all the printouts? Yeah. And I said, I don't know. And then
he was behind me pulling in. I was like, oh, somebody's
I have to say the highlight
of
the
curb
week.
Or anything on the
No, he came in smooth.
What is it, Curtis?
The highlight of the week for me was seeing Jackson at about 7:30 the other day grabbing some Ben and Jerry's out of the freezer.
That's it. Nothing better than ice cream.
Oh, Jack's in here with another life check.
All right.
Oh, man. Today's going to be a good one.
It is. So, Kevin Millar at 7:20.
Yep.
And then, you know who is on the show today at 8:30? Michael Rubin.
Oh. Oh.
So.
Big get.
I am very excited about Michael Rubin.
All right.
And I know Wiggy will be doing whatever he can to try to get himself a couple invites to the white party.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's still doing that
Which
thing.
I think they're taking a year off from the white party. Yeah.
I think it's every other year moving forward.
Brady said, like, yeah.
Actually, what it is every other year that Diddy is not on trial, yes. they're doing the white
pause
party,
on that.
So
Diddy
they haven't
Child's
had
going
any
on,
issues at that one.
Not yet. Let's put this thing on pause. You know,
yeah,
all we need is one chick to be there and go, you know what? I need about 50 million.
Oh, Wiggy.
Yeah. So Michael Rubin at 8:30, Red Sox front office report at 9. Before that, they said it, which I think with Kevin Millar joining us, we will probably most likely get to they said it at about 7:45 this morning, and we will go over what Rory McIlroy said from an explanation or excuse point of view about avoiding the media ever since the driver incident at the Masters, and what Alex Cora said after a rare win, among the things that we will get to there during They Said It. And you can leave a Hill note at any time on the Odyssey app. So it's very simple to do. When the mood strikes, you want to be heard, you want your voice to be heard, just leave a Hill note. You just got to click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the app and leave us a Hill note, and we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 on today's show. But to get us started, here is Courtney and everything that is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox don't get swept. They beat the Angels in the series finale 11-9 thanks to a walk-off homer by Sedan Rafaela. A weird scene before the game as Sox first base infield coach Jose Flores and Angels lefty Tyler Anderson, who pitched on Monday, got into it near home plate during pregame warmups. Things ended quickly, but not without others running over to get involved. Alex Cora came over. Garrett Crochet came over to pull people away. Alex Cora explained it was just baseball talk.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. The guy's off today before taking on the Yankees tomorrow. The Stanley Cup Finals started last night, and the Oilers strike first at home despite a nice goal from Marshy. We got extra hockey with this one going to overtime. Final score 4-3 with Leon Draisaitl scoring a power play goal with 31 seconds left in overtime. The NBA Finals start tonight. The Pacers and Thunder tip at 8:30 in OKC. And, of course, we will be watching that with all of you in Maine this evening.
Damn, 8:30 tip?
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Charlie McAvoy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. We've got the lead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's coming up next?
Not only hot, but steamy. In the 90s, that's where we're headed this morning. Good time to open up. Real quick, the window world of Boston WEEI weather smoke window and take a peek outside. Okay, Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Gorgeous. I would highly recommend if you're up and you're like, oh, should I go get some exercise outside? Go outside. It is beautiful right now. Absolutely perfect, right? 65 degrees in Boston, going up to 90 this afternoon. Where we're headed, Old Orchard Beach, Maine, it is currently 60 degrees, beautiful sunshine, 80 is the high this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, if you're joining us at the Brunswick Hotel in Old Orchard Beach, not Brunswick, Maine, it's going to be cloudy in the mid to upper 60s over the course of our program.
Okay,
and then Saturday for the Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament, it is going to be a little bit better today. It's looking like the 60s. And minimal rain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the annual Beach Cornhole Tournament is rain or shine, and we've been doing it for a long time up there. And so I cannot wait to see all of you, whether it is tonight at the Cowbell for pregame or tomorrow morning at the Brunswick or Saturday for the Beach Cornhole Tournament. And you could get an entire house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And should be good. Game tip tonight is 8:30, so we will watch that with you at the Cowbell. And then traditionally, at least Wiggy and I end up going back and watching the second half at the Brunswick. So, and, you know, normally it's the Celtics, but unfortunately that didn't go as planned. So it should be, I listened to a little bit of Adam Silver yesterday, Curtis, talking about the ratings for the finals and suggesting that if it were the NFL and it was Green Bay and it was the Packers and another small market team.
Steelers is what he said.
Yeah, he say Steelers.
Yeah.
Everybody would be over the top excited about it. So there's some kind of hate for the NBA or something is what Adam Silver
Well, there's a difference when it comes to the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers versus Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers.
And the Indiana Pacers,
If it was, if you had superstars, and I know SGA is a superstar.
He is. But I feel MVP.
Like, but I feel like those, I don't know, maybe, you know, those superstars that like have, because he's kind of like Tatum, he doesn't have that like flash around him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then you got the Pacers where it's Halliburton and those guys. It's not like it's LeBron versus KD, you know. And I think, you know, you, that's what it misses when you don't have in the mind of everybody else like the superstar, not just on the court, but has some of that little drama off the court.
Are you still calling gentlemen sweep on this?
Yeah, I think so. OKC's tough. You brought up SGA. He is the MVP. He's been playing lights out. It's going to be tough for Indiana to, you know, I think even come close in this series.
Okay. All right.
Is this like Revenge of Canada in the finals? You have the first hockey team from Canada winning a cup possibly since 93, and SGA's from Canada, best player in the NBA finals.
Huh?
Take that, DJT.
We are going to talk baseball with Kevin Millar coming up at 7:20 this morning. And then we will get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday at 7:45. And the news with Courtney at about 8 on this morning's show, including an incident of public bagpipe playing rage, which led to violence in Texas. So that is coming up on this morning's
show.
We
had place for bagpipes to be played?
What,
Texas?
Big
Irish population?
Bagpipes are beautiful anywhere.
Right, but I thought it was like more of like, you know, an Irish
type.
Yeah,
it is.
Irish
or Scottish.
I don't want to correct you, but Courtney, I believe the bagpipes are more Scottish than they are.
Irish. Big Scottish population in Texas?
By the way, when we play Truth or Fraudulent tomorrow morning, which we're going to play on Maine related facts with you and the listeners at the Brunswick, some geography in there. I know it's not your strong suit, but I hope I have good questions for tomorrow for Truth or Fraudulent.
I feel like I'm pretty good with geography. That is a little bit more of my strength. The history stuff, I don't know much about.
Now that we're at the midpoint roadshow season-wise, Curtis, can Ken be a little less stingy with the Seaport Connect Greg Hill Show roadshow trucker hats, please?
He only does two a show or something.
Like, I don't know what he's saving them for.
Yeah, it's the only part of Ken's life where he's conservative. But
it could be like the Marriott points, Ken saving them for himself.
Could be.
He sells them out of the back of the Honda.
I mean, it's possible.
Well, yeah, you could sell those things pretty good, though.
Yeah, I mean,
he probably makes some good money on those hats.
Hello, cool cats.
So we will get a special Maine 207 area code edition of Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy and you tomorrow morning at the Brunswick. And we'll get everything going at bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the back deck at arguably America's greatest beach bar, the Brunswick. So
I thought when you said 207, as I'm looking at the roadshow hat, I thought you were going to stitch that on the hat on the side when you said that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
We should do that next year for every road show.
Like, right.
Put the area code on.
Oh, yeah, like in
that's
little,
cool.
Like little stitching next to the. Okay. I was like, that's going to be really cool.
Like how you have your Super Bowl number.
Yeah.
Year number.
When you said that, I was like, oh, man, that's cool.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, speaking of being halfway through the year, who is the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex days? And I think it's the guy Captain Flex, who is taking.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Courtney might still be leading.
Really?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I haven't taken a flex day in quite some time. Right. I have a good chunk coming up in July. But, you know, even through illness, my ass has been in this seat. So I would say we're neck and neck.
I'll ask Ken. We'll get an updated tally during the show.
Okay.
Cool.
I would say he's a little bit ahead of you, though. Because he's been hammering them out.
Either way.
No
it's like
way.
A day here.
No, you went to Maryland.
But in the beginning of the year, I took more than he did.
Exactly.
So.
All right. She had a head start.
Okay.
We're probably close.
My grandfather also died, so thank you.
Rest in peace. I'm sorry.
Yep, thank you.
978 text. Kevin Millar, regular guest on the old show. Correct, Greg? Yes.
Kevin
Millar was our Red Sox guy. I will. We bitch and moan.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to athletes who are not good people, I will tell you this about Kevin Millar. Breece Hill was probably, I don't know, 7 years old. And I took him to a game. Kevin Millar brought him out on the field pregame.
Oh, wow.
Played a little catch with him, Breece and his buddy. Brought him around, introduced him to everybody. One of the all-time great human beings, Kevin Millar. Curtis.
That team is, I could literally talk 04 Sox from now until the day I died and be perfectly happy. When we were at Fenway in January for Ken and Curtis, sitting with David Ortiz for a half hour, and just going over that team, what they went through. Like, there will never I mean, one thing I look forward to talking to Kevin about is, does he laugh when he hears players past the 04 team talk about how hard a place it is to play, considering what they had? And the Millar story in and of itself, coming from Japan, where he was under contract, he tried to come back to the United States. Theo in the Netflix docuseries Comeback talked about how they kind of didn't follow the rules and other teams were pissed, but they got Millar, and then he became one of the catalysts for the comeback.
That was a good team, and they had talent on that team. Man,
you can watch this show on Twitch, and you can participate in the Twitch chat. And I see John in the car with a comment, and it's all caps, so it must be very important.
All right.
And it says, LOL, he was nice to my kid, so he's very nice. Well, that's really the only perspective I have on Kevin Millar. I don't know whether he was nice to your child or not. Right. I was merely sharing my own experience with Kevin Millar.
Right. Usually what people do.
I have no idea. I don't spend a lot of time running around checking to see how he is to your children.
Yeah, you got
to
be careful because, I mean, look at poor Roman Anthony. We now know that he's a dink because he got...
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you guys had the story on him the other day of getting wheeled out.
Just because you were late coming in because you ran out of gas and didn't have an opinion on this doesn't mean that you can keep bringing it up.
Yeah, but I was listening, you know, and I
think if you were here...
I was yelling at the radio disagreeing, like, wait a second, this guy, you know... And Courtney called him a dink.
I said it was a dink move.
And then we had some person reach out to us and like, yeah, he treated my kid poorly and forget about it. It's all downhill for him.
All right, let's get started with some leads here, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, that is Kiss in Detroit Rock City. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com and get yourself a new Subaru. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Greg. So last night was game one of the Stanley Cup Final, and there was one young gentleman who was very intently watching this game. His name is Drew Hirschman, and he currently has a bet slip that is worth $270,000 if he wins on a $13 bet.
Oh.
To win this bet, he needs the Oilers and the Thunder to win their respective titles. Mm. He came one step closer last night as the Oilers ended up coming from behind and winning in overtime. And so before the game started, there was a $97,000 cash out offer on this $13 bet. So I proposed the question to the room. What would it take for you to cash out, or are you letting it ride?
No, I'm cashing out. $97,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, for $13?
On a $13 bet, I think I would probably cash out, too.
You said it was $200,000?
Yeah. $270,000 is the maximum you can win.
$93,000, I'm in.
Yeah, $97,000.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm good.
And after the Oilers win, I can only imagine it's going to be over $100,000, probably close to $105,000 is my guess now, at minimum. I mean, I would take that in a heartbeat.
It is a great, like the bet that he has to have the Oilers and Oklahoma City, I mean, it is tempting because they're both the favorites. It is very tempting to let it ride, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would be tempted.
Both heavy favorites, especially Oilers being up one now. They're a bigger favorite than they were before game one. And then the Thunder are massive, massive favorites.
And we always talk about how difficult it is to repeat in sports. And Florida trying to do that against the same team who they beat last year. I don't know. It's very tempting.
The Celtics were a heavy favorite, too. And look how that looks. Take the 93. Get out.
I have a $74 payout on you hitting over a buck every round this weekend in Michigan.
There you go. That's in decent shape. We'll see. We'll see how I feel out on the course, you know? You never know.
What are you hoping to shoot? Round one out there.
Round one, I would like to shoot, I think I said yesterday, 98 would be nice. Keep it under a hundo.
Okay.
That'd be good.
What is your handicap?
I don't know. I haven't calculated it.
What? You golf in a league all the time? Everybody that golfs a lot has a handicap.
He said it was in the 80s or something.
No, there's like a specific number.
Last year I think Curtis, I've only played like, what, two rounds this year?
Right, you base it off of last year.
But do you have a gin number or no?
No, I don't have an actual. Okay. I don't have the USG. I'm not going to pay for an app, Greg. Come on now. I have a free app that gives it to me. I maxed out last year, I think it was 15.9.
There's no way you were 15.
I mean,
the longer the explanation, the further from the truth.
There wasn't even a long explanation.
You just spent 5 minutes getting to that.
Because you were asking questions. It's jumping in.
It's a simple question. Everybody that golfs, I don't. Everybody that golfs knows their JIN number.
Yeah, it is shocking, Sean. That's shocking.
I'm cheap. I don't pay for it out. What do you want from me?
They probably have free. What the hell is a JIN number?
For me, it was 20 a day.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, the handicap is how two golfers can play each other fairly if one is more skilled.
Okay.
Like so Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're going golfing this weekend with these great partners from Michigan.
Yeah.
The first question they ask on the first tee.
What's your handicap?
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're in a golf league, wouldn't that be like prerequisite?
Do you need an app to know your JIN number? Can you just know it based
on? I mean, you can keep track of it yourself.
You're a numbers
There's
guy.
There's a formal way to keep track of it. So if you belong to a club or you're somebody who plays a lot, then the U.S. Golf Association will allow you to keep a handicap, and that is generally the preferred form. If two ladies are playing a match, then they can pull out their card and show each other what their handicap is.
And a great point by JC Inc. in the Twitch chat. Imagine what Shime would be saying if Rory answered this way about his handicap. Mm-hmm.
Rory's a dink, though. That's
Shime, thank you. You got to go, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, you got some time.
Yeah.
We will get to more leads next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. And just like that, it is summer. And in the 90s today, Curtis, it's here finally in June, summertime.
It's a hot one.
All right. Well, we are heading to Maine, and some of us are going early. Courtney, you're leaving right after the show. Am I right about that?
Yes, and thank you to Jen Hill. She just reached out to you and said that the beach chair is there, yes, ready to go.
Yes. We should probably keep your beach location a secret,
yes,
from the fellas at the Saco DPW department, who were a little aggressive, if I remember correctly, at the road show last year.
Yes, Johnny Egan has been made aware, okay, and hands right. will be okay. A hands-off photo op with them this year.
And big day today, Greg. James Parent Teacher Conference, which I'm sure will be electric. And then we are heading up around noon, so we will be up there gallivanting in OOB.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, you got in trouble for going Winnie the Pooh at last year's Parent Teacher Conference. So please, if you could put the pants on today.
It is a great comfortable feeling. Wind blowing down there.
Okay. Winnie the Pooh might be the best addition I've given you guys.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The brain rotting amoeba was pretty good yesterday.
I was thinking of an enema, you know.
But there's no B.
As apparently you often are, or
if you need one, you need one.
That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people need them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brain-eating amoeba.
I love Jonathan Carr so much. Parent-teacher conference at this time of year? Go outside! What? Like
everything. I have a question about everything that is said.
Yes, I can send you the Zoom login if you want to join.
All right. Cowbell tonight. And that's a great place to watch a game. So we will watch NBA Finals Game 1 with you tonight for pregame. And then tomorrow morning at the Brunswick. And it is roadshow number 4. 1 week from today, we will be back on the Cape for the next roadshow. And, of course, that roadshow is happening in Wellfleet, and I would argue that the Coma Roadshow over the past 3 years has been at the very tippity top of the best ones. So, can I mention, first time ever, I believe, on the Cape, we are doing a fundraising event for the Greg Hill Foundation. We have yet to do one on the Cape. And so a week from tomorrow, we are holding an event called Rock and Raw, and it is raising money for the Greg Hill Foundation. It is happy hour, and it's happening at the Pearl in Wellfleet. So you have roadshow in the morning at the Coma, and then you can join us in the afternoon. I think 3 to 5. Yep. No, I think they add an extra hour.
Oh.
I think it's 2 to 5. You can join us. Great band. And open raw bar.
Mm-hmm.
So an open raw bar and all kinds of fun and frivolity on the Cape. Please get your tickets in advance. We're getting close to it being a sellout, but it's not yet. And you incredible Cape Cod people have supported this show for the last 6 years. Since we launched it, and I cannot wait to hang out with you and see you at that event.
And you just saying just raw bar, so people like Wiggy who don't eat seafood, there's also bistro fries, there's chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
No, so there's something for everyone.
There is something for everybody at the Pearl.
My wife loves the oysters.
I don't know if it'll help ticket sales, but we're making a weekend of it, so we'll be by on Saturday.
Excellent.
So are we.
Okay, good. You are?
Yeah. We're doing.
Okay, good.
We'll be there for Rock and Raw.
The Rock and Raw is going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Like, there's nothing better than a happy hour.
Yep. An early look at the weather, spectacular.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, I got a correction from the guys who are getting a little grabby.
Hmm.
It's actually the Biddeford DPW. Oh. They just texted in, and they're the ones who were getting grabby with you last
It was really handsy. One of them who was touching the boobs. Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's been removed. Maybe he's not there
in
anymore.
They have the photo somewhere.
He tried to do a brush by. Oh,
yeah. No, it wasn't a brush. It was a full grab.
All right. Wow.
All right. Well, we won't tell Biddeford DPW what time you will be on Ocean Park Beach today, but
I might go to a different beach.
No, go to that. You have.
We don't know.
It's
right.
Random.
It is the most. I would argue it is the best beach in Maine.
Yeah.
I literally, you just there won't be a lifeguard. I don't know if you're worried about that.
I did lifeguarding lessons growing up. Right. I'm a very strong swimmer.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I was on swim team.
All right, can we get we got to get a lead in from Curtis? Curtis, good morning.
So my lead was already accomplished in my decision to rip the Red Sox for the fact that they think their fans can't handle a video of a little skirmish. So I have the updated flex info. Are you guys interested?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I know my numbers.
So Hall of Famer Jermaine Wiggins, one. And maybe one and a half if you include the Storo Drive day.
Okay. So far this year, even though we have unlimited flex days, Wiggy has only taken one.
That is correct.
Okay. Pretty good, Wiggs.
Great job, coach.
You know
no days off.
No days off, especially in the fall and spring book.
Days off.
Next, Greg Hill missed 3-plus an hour late. So three and a half for Greg.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yours truly, four.
All right. There's a little discrepancy there.
Oh, I have no idea.
I have it right here.
No, I believe you.
Four's not bad.
Very good.
But at the end of July, it's not going to be pretty. But right now, four. Coming up next, Shime.
Wow.
He has missed 5 days, plus tomorrow will be six.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Courtney, seven.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
I am at six.
That's a full week of work.
No. I was at six. I texted Ken as soon as I knew Curtis was doing this, and I said, you better have taken off that day that you originally had on. He had an extra Monday after spring training, and I was back on that Monday. And so the last time, Greg, the last time he did this and he said seven, I said, I've had six. I know the days. I have them all listed out. And then we compared notes. I said, I was in on that Monday.
I don't know about that.
I was. The day after we all returned from spring training, I came back on Sunday. I have the flights. I was in on Monday.
You know what your rapper name is?
What?
Flexi Red.
Yeah.
I love it.
Flexi Red.
I'll take it.
There you go.
Six. I've been out 6 days, so Shime and I will be tied come tomorrow.
After July, not so much, but that's okay.
That's
Well, then if Courtney, according to this number, minus one, you're planning on 13 so far. Greg's planning on eight. Wiggy still only has one. I'm going to be 13, and Shime is eight so far.
And I will tell you, planning, so you're saying like by the end of the year?
That's what we have in the books thus far.
Yeah, yeah, it will actually be 14. My husband's doing the PMC, so I will be...
More days, am I thinking?
Why do you have to say what it is?
My husband's doing a charity event.
Yeah.
Flex. So that's why.
Yeah.
That's like a day a month.
Yeah.
I know. It really
that's good
is.
Math.
Yeah. It really is. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
14? Come on. And Greg will miss more than, what did you say, eight for the entire year?
That's what this list has so far.
So you're going to have
to. You deserve it. Everybody deserves
that's just
time
through
off.
The summertime. We're not talking Christmas.
Right. Because remember, you still got Christmas time.
Right.
So going into the fall, you're going to be at 14.
That's just what Ken has on the books from everybody so far.
Yeah. So now Courtney's going to be like 20.
You're going to be in the 20s.
I'm going to be out one day because Santo's donating a kidney.
Well, I would miss that. I would miss work for that. When he got his gallbladder out, I didn't miss. But I'm going to go watch him in the PMC. He's doing it for his mom. Thank you.
Courtney, I mean this sincerely. Nobody's like we're all on the same team. You're not doing anything wrong. You're living up to your contract. This is the world we live in.
Yeah.
All right.
But six. I'm going to have words with Ken. I mean, that's two times where he's tried to do that.
All right, Shime, you got to get out of here?
Yeah, I got to scoot, Greg.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Flying to Michigan.
Yes, sir.
And we are partners with them when it comes to experiencing some incredible golf out there. So where are you playing again?
So I'm going to be playing the Wolf and Masterpiece in Gaylord, Michigan, the Jones Masterpiece. So I'm excited to get out there. See it all. Apparently it's the cherry capital of the world, Greg.
Oh.
They have insanely good cherry pie. I believe Mitch even has some footage for you up on Twitch and YouTube if you're watching as well.
Very nice. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm very, very excited.
Pool looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody harpoons you.
At least I won't splash all the water out when I do a cannonball, at least.
Will OAR be there?
No, they won't be there.
Won't be,
I would love to see OAR.
They won't be performing Save the Whales.
Are you traveling for a Save the Whales event?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'll be dressing up as a whale for the next whale jam.
It looks like a nice spot though.
Yeah, it does. It looks nice.
It's Michigan. Nice. Get you some of that Detroit style pizza while you're down there. Let us know how it is.
That's a good call.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, try some
Have a slice, maybe. Slice and a half of Detroit-style pizza.
Might as well.
All right. Rest of today's leads next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.